KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 26 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become partly cloudy by this afternoon, a high around 30. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Creston say one person was arrested last night on an OWI first offense charge. John Moberg of Creston was taken into custody at around 9 p.m. at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Moberg was later released on $1,000 bond. Creston police are also investigating a break-in and theft, both of which were reported Monday. A resident of the 900 block of West Summit Street in Creston told police that sometime between midnight January 22nd and 10 a.m. January 23rd, someone broke into and vandalized his rental property at 304 South Vine Street. The front door of the home was kicked in, causing damage to the door jamb and broken glass throughout the house. A patio door was also broken, and the home's thermostat turned up. The damage was estimated at $650. And a resident in the 600 block of Grand Avenue in Creston said someone took a charcoal grill off her front porch. A theft, which occurred sometime between January 18th and 25th, resulted in an estimated loss of $150. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reports one arrest and one accident took place over the past week. 34-year-old Jeremy Scott Carnes of Pacific Junction was arrested last Friday on a warrant for driving while revoked. Carnes' bond was set at $1,000. And on Friday, Alma Garcia of Council Bluffs was cited for failure to maintain control and having no insurance following an investigation into an accident. Officials say Garcia was driving a 2008 Hyundai northbound on 188th Street when she tried to stop at the intersection with Hammond Avenue. Due to speeding and road conditions, authorities say the car was unable to stop and slid through the intersection and into the ditch and through a wire fence. The vehicle was towed out by a friend. Garcia then left the scene without contacting law enforcement. The owner of the fence noticed the accident and called the sheriff's office to report it. The car was located at 18146 Hammond Avenue. It had sustained heavy front-end damage, including to the fenders and hood, and a large chunk of the front bumper had also fallen off. Garcia told the investigating deputy she didn't know she was supposed to call to report the accident. An investigation last Friday afternoon into a reported trespass and burglary incident in Page County led to the arrest of two men on Saturday. Sheriff's officials say 40-year-old Marcus Eugene Johnson of Red Oak and 45-year-old Bradley Gene Adolphson of Emerson were charged with burglary in the third degree and trespassing. Johnson later posted a $5,000 bond and was released. Adolphson was being held in the Page County Jail on $5,000 bond. Page County authorities say the investigation into the men's alleged activities began after they received a complaint about a possible trespassing and burglary at 1323 B Avenue in rural Essex. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office assisted the investigation as both Adolphson and Johnson were arrested in Montgomery County. The Sac City Police Department reports a Sac City man was arrested following an investigation into an alleged incident of domestic assault and animal abuse. Officers were called to an apartment in Sac City January 13th, where 25-year-old Cody Anthony Dupree and a 17-year-old female reside. Following their investigation, officers arrested Dupree on January 19th on a Sac County warrant charging him with domestic assault first offense for allegedly assaulting the 17-year-old female and two counts of animal abuse after it was discovered Dupree allegedly threw an 8-month-old puppy and a chinchilla against the wall, killing both animals. Dupree was booked into the Sac County Jail and was being held without bond on the domestic abuse charge, to which he has pled not guilty. Dupree was also ordered to have no contact with his alleged victim. His preliminary hearing set for February 9th. A Northwest Iowa woman has pleaded not guilty to allegations she intentionally crashed the car she was driving into another vehicle. Melissa Ebert entered a written plea last Friday to two counts of attempted murder and other crimes. No trial date has been set. Prosecutors say the 29-year-old Ebert threatened to kill herself and her passenger, Damian Johnson, before purposely veering her car into the path of an oncoming vehicle on September the 9th. Court documents say Ebert and Johnson had been arguing before the collision. The collision severely injured Ebert, Johnson, and the driver of the other vehicle. House Republicans have voted to increase the general level of state taxpayer support for Iowa's public schools by 2% starting July the 1st. Representative Ron Jorgensen, a Republican from Sioux City, is chairman of the House Education Committee.
We recognize that 2% is not a big increase, but when you consider the financial realities that currently exist, it's an appropriate number.
Republicans say that state tax revenues are not as robust as hoped, and this 2% increase for schools eats up nearly all the tax growth that is expected.
Even though many other state agencies will once again operate with no budget increase, or in many cases operate with budget cuts, that is not the case in K-12 funding.
House Democrats like Representative Timmy Brown Peters, or rather Brown Powers of Waterloo, argues that schools need at least a 4% boost.
If we're not going to make education a priority, then I am proposing today our next bill is to change the picture on the Iowa Quarter. Instead of having a schoolhouse, maybe we need to put a help wanted sign.
Representative Scott Orth, a Democrat from Ackworth, suggested rural schools will be hard-pressed to stay afloat under the Republicans' plan.
I hope you'll reconsider this low watermark of 2%. And when the real negotiations start, I would hope that you would listen to our superintendents and you would listen to our teachers and parents.
Representative Charlie McConkie, a Democrat from Council Bluffs, says his property-poor district will be forced to cut programs and lay off staff.
Education is the best economic growth tool we have available to us today. So let's make education our top priority again.
Republican Governor Terry Branstad has recommended a slightly higher increase in state support for schools than Republicans in the House propose. Senate Democrats favor a higher level. It's unclear how quickly the two parties may compromise and make a final decision. A group of Iowa lawmakers say they want more clarity from education officials on the implementation of early literacy initiatives in the state. A number of the Senate Education Committee members told officials with the Iowa Department of Education Monday they want more data on how some state dollars are being used to improve reading proficiency for students between kindergarten and third grade. A 2012 state law aimed at improving literacy for young students includes monitoring, programming, and testing. It also requires a summer reading program for third graders. Although education groups have expressed concern about how it will be funded and implemented, some lawmakers suggested state officials give school districts more guidance on programming for students. A department spokesman says the agency appreciated the meeting and will provide follow-up information. A House panel in the Iowa legislature has given initial approval of a bill that would remove the age limit for children to use a handgun under the supervision of a parent. A House Judiciary subcommittee agreed Monday to send the legislation forward to its full committee. A similar measure last session had little support in the Democratic-controlled Senate. The bill would allow a child of any age to possess a pistol or revolver under direct supervision of a parent or guardian. Current law requires the child to be at least 14 years old. State law has no age limit for a minor to possess a rifle or shotgun if there is consent from a parent or guardian. Several bills in the House this session propose expanding gun rights. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.